9:05, welcome back to the Chad Hastie Show on News Talk 790 KFYO, online at KFYO.com. And of course, you can listen wherever you are with the Radio Pup app, absolutely free to download, and just search for KFYO, and you can listen to not only this show, but all KFYO programming through the Radio Pup app. We continue our look at the candidates. We've been having statewide candidates on, local candidates on. If they're a candidate running for office, they are invited onto the program. And joining us today, we go a little more local here on the show today, and running for re-election and for the Lubbock County Commissioner's Court Precinct 2 in the Republican side of the ballot, Mark Heinrich in studio with me. Good morning, sir.
Thanks for having me on, Chad.
Absolutely. Welcome to the show, and appreciate you coming in today. You've served, what, 7 years
yes,
as county commissioner?
Yes.
Why seek re-election?
Because I believe in what I'm doing. Born and raised in Lubbock County, lived here 52 years. Love the people here. It's a great community. We've got a great economy going, and I just believe in the direction that we're going. Lubbock County is doing great. We have a lot of good things going on. We lowered the tax rate this year, supported that on the budget committee. It was a long process all summer long in which we went line by line and made some cuts in some areas because, you know, as we evolve and over years, you know, with technology and all, you may not see need some areas. So we did some cutting. And then my opinion, when it came down to, you know, by state legislation, we must balance each year. We didn't need this money. And so I felt that it's the people's money. It's not my money. We could have kept it at the current tax rate, but we lowered it to the effective and gave it back to the people. It's their money. We didn't need it. Each year we look at it differently. The previous 2 years we kept it at the current rate. So the last 3 years have been great. You know, I can go back to year one if you want to go back on taxes and justify what we did back in 2007 on. You know, we had built a Lubbock County Detention Center, and that was voter approved to build the Lubbock County the jail, basically. Mm-hmm. It came in $5 million under budget. So that is our only debt. Currently, we're at about $63 million. We're paying that down each year. The rate, as you know, the rate on the debt is a low rate now. So that helps. But we're paying that down. That is our only debt. It's voter approved. So I think we've got a lot of great things going on. We're building a law enforcement center with some of that savings through the bond across the street. The sheriff needs a law enforcement center. So we are in the drawing phase right now of drawing up the blueprints for the law enforcement center, and the old jail that was there downtown, that'll be part of it. Some of the 1951 part mm-hmm. will stay, and we're remodeling it. The 1931 jail will have to come down because it's just not in very good shape, and the 31 it's 80 something years old. It needs to come down, and that'll be part of our parking for the new law enforcement center. And that's part of our, we have a 5-year strategic plan in which we look out of all projects like that and have to project the money each year of how much we're going to need to build this. It's a 3-year build on the law enforcement center. So each year when we budget, we say, okay, this is, you know, and we'll get the actual cost estimate in once we go out to bid. We're still in the drawing phase now, but we've got a fairly good estimate of what it costs per square foot to build the law enforcement center. So just in everything we do, we have a 5-year strategic plan in our roads. We have our road and bridge that is separate from the general fund, and I don't know that people really understand that those two are separate. Our general fund comes from ad valorem taxes that your home that you live in, that goes into the general fund, which helps, that's part of the detention center. That's mm-hmm. part of the courthouse. All the elected officials' offices from the DA to the county clerk, district clerk, that's what that goes for. Mm-hmm. But in the road and bridge fund is a separate fund that the only money that we get appropriated from is the state legislation allows $10 for every vehicle that's registered that you have on your registration fee on your windshield sticker. Mm-hmm. It's $10 goes to the road and bridge fund. It's a completely separate special fund. We budgeted approximately 240,000 vehicles this year to be registered. Last year was a little less than that. Each year, you know, as Lubbock County grows, mm-hmm. there's more and more vehicles registered in Lubbock County. And so, you know, our budget for the road and bridging at $10 is about $2.4 million a year approximately. So we do the same thing with it. It's the commissioners are in charge of the roads in Lubbock County, 1,200 miles of roads. It's difficult with that $10 to do what we need to do. And that's something I think TxDOT has a, you know, a hard time too with the, with not enough money, because that was all set in 1991, the $10 and then the gas tax that goes to the state from state and federal, both 18 and 20 cents. So it's difficult, but that's where I think I'm very good at numbers and at money and that just looking out, budgeting 5 years out helps.
Do you think that $10 needs to be raised?
Well, I do, and I visited with our representatives here for the last couple of years. And it's a hard sell because there are three Colonias counties in South Texas that have the option to go to $20.
Mm-hmm.
None of the other counties do. And if you get the option, or if legislation, when they meet again, allows $20, then, some may view it as a double fee or a double taxation because you're going from $10 per vehicle to $20.
Right.
So is that fair? You can say, no, it's not. But on the other end, if I can't show you a graph here, but the $10 was set in 1991. Okay, so if you look at 1991, I'm getting the same amount of dollars, except a few more vehicles registered each year. Last year was about 238,000. You know, we're figuring 2,000 more this year.
Mm-hmm.
So that line is pretty straight, but yet the expenditures of what it cost to purchase fuel from motor graders, from diesel, tires, anything that we do, hot mix.
Mm-hmm.
Hot mix today is $80-something a ton. Back then, when I worked for the county, when I was in high school and college, I worked in the counties in the summer, it was about $20 a ton for hot mix. That's what we fill the potholes with. So all of those expenditures have gone up, but yet the revenue line has stayed fairly flat and maybe going up a little bit because of the increase in cars. So to anything that I do, in my mind, I have to justify, is it the right thing to do? So, yes, I think because it's been 24 years since that's been raised, that, yes, it is justifiable. But it is it's much easier to eat that elephant in smaller pieces and say, you know what, we should have looked at this years ago and gone up a dollar each year or something. A dollar each year would be, we'd be at the 20,
right,
or a little over. It's easier for the constituents and the people to tolerate it, I think, if you do it in smaller increments rather than one big large increment. But we are where we are at the $10 currently, and we'll make it work. We do the best we can. We've got good guys in Road and Bridge, you know, and it's the same in on the general fund with the tax rate. My goal is every year is to keep it current. Every year to keep it current. We've had good growth this last year, which helped allow us to lower the tax rate to the effective because of the growth we've had. So we want growth. We want people to move to Lubbock. We want buildings to be built, you know, restaurants and all that. That helps.
And we'll talk about that when we come back. We'll take our break when we come back. We'll talk about that. Also, some other issues facing the Commissioner's Court here on the Chad Hastie Show. News Talk 790 KFYO. Back on the Chad Hastie Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. Mark Heinrich in studio, Republican candidate, County Commissioner, Precinct 2, running for re-election in Precinct 2. Let's go back to something, and you even brought it up during the break, and that was pay raises. Your opponent has said that he will not vote for himself a pay raise if he's elected. And this is something that a lot of citizens in Lubbock County talk about, that, okay, if we elect you into office, and you get to vote for yourself a pay raise, that doesn't seem nice. We would all like that kind of power where we get to vote ourselves a pay raise. Back in, I believe it was 2011, was the last time there was a pay raise for the county commissioners, and I believe you voted for that, correct?
Yes.
Okay. What do you say to the folks out there who say, if you're elected into office, you know exactly how much it pays, you don't get to vote for yourself a pay raise?
Right. Well, I'd ask that people when I see them and they ask me that, and I ask them, can you give me a raise? And they say, no, that's your job. So that is, legislation said it, where the commissioner's court is the governing body of Lubbock County. We are the CFOs. If a raise is to be given to anybody, whether they're elected officials or our regular employees, it has to come from the governing body. We're in charge of that. So each year during the budget process, the elected official portion, which is completely separate than the employees, there's 28 elected officials in Lubbock County, we first have to determine whether elected officials will get a raise or not. So yes, this is my eighth year as being county commissioner. So two times in the last 8 years, elected officials have gotten a raise. So once every 4 years, if you want to do the averages, and that was a cost of living adjustment those years. I don't know the percent, about a 3% 1 year. I can get you the exact number.
3.14 in 2011.
Okay, there you go. Okay, so they were all just what we determined on a five-year COLA each year. So there may be some misrepresentation out there that elected officials get a raise every year, once every four. Now, we have given the Lubbock County employees, which is a completely separate bubble than the 28 elected officials, a raise, a cost of living adjustment each year that I've been there. This is my eighth year. So each year. And prior to that, probably looking back at the budget, there has been very few years, probably 11 of the last 12, the Lubbock County employees have received a raise. And we think they're a great asset. We want to try to keep them, and that COLA just keeps up with the increase in the cost of living. It's a COLA, cost of living adjustment. So to clarify, employees have gotten raises 11 of the last 12, elected officials, two of the last eight. And it's hard. You want to keep somebody in that position. And I know they say, you know what it paid for going in. Yeah, I did. But in any job, if you whatever it is, if you knew what that job, whatever you're doing, whether you're doing Chad or whatever, you know, if you don't get a raise but once, twice every 8 years, you know, you kind of, it's a hard deal to say, you know what, I'm losing ground here. I'm going to go find something else that maybe pays more. And that's something we have to make sure. And we do that with our employees. Make sure we keep good employees in the position so that the county runs smoothly. And it's almost the same as elected official. We want to keep good, you know, intelligent, hardworking, forward thinking elected officials too.
Let me ask you this. Should there be some kind of rule that is brought up where maybe you say, okay, once every 4 years, then we'll revisit this issue. And that's not a guaranteed pay raise, but once every 4 years, because you can see where some people, maybe not this current county commissioner's court, but later on, if every year the budget came up, they could vote themselves a pay raise every year if they really wanted to.
Correct. Correct. Basically, commissioner court are tied from year to year. We cannot expend money next year, 3 years, 5 years down the
road.
But
can you make a rule that says, we'll revisit. We're not going to take a. We're not even going to consider an increase, but once every 4 years.
Well, then, if you have somebody that's reelected or somebody new coming in and they have a change of plan and want to vote on it again, it's an annual deal, and we do review it every year early in the budget process.
Right.
So it's just kind of it is difficult. It is difficult for us as a governing body to give ourselves a raise. But that's the way the legislation has set it up. And then there's a grievance process in there for elected officials. And there's been probably 10 elected officials since I've been a commissioner that have gone to a grievance committee to plead their case why they need more raise, whether they're doing more work or if some judges doing more cases. And in that, the 9-member panel grievance committee then votes. If it's 9-0, we must give them a raise. If it's anything less than 9-0, it comes back to us for consideration. So there is a process the legislation sets in place in case elected officials don't get a raise for a long time, because it is difficult for us. But the law says that it has to come from us.
Let me ask you this. Your opponent has brought up night meetings. You see what happens over at Lubbock City Hall. More people are attending Lubbock City Hall and citizen comments. What do you think about citizen comments and possibly night meetings for county commissioners?
Yeah, we'd looked at that years ago. Night meetings are something. Lubbock County Commissioner is a full-time job. It's 8 to 5. And it probably, I don't want to say how long ago, but back when I worked for the county in the late 70s, when I was in high school in the summer and in college. Yeah, we wasn't growing as much, so maybe it wasn't a full-time job as much, but now we have growing needs and we're there 8 to 5. So then if I have to ask some of the staff to stay over, and we have about 40 commissioner court meetings a year, to stay over late, then I've got to, if they're not salaried, I have to look at paying them time and a half. I've got courthouse security there. They have to have security for the building. I have to keep the heating on, the air conditioner, all that on. The cost to do that, because we are 8 to 5, and the city council, I think, is a little different because some of those maybe have other jobs. Mm-hmm. You know, they're just doing a good public service and making their great $25 a month. So it's probably easier for them because they work 8 to 5 at their jobs. So for them to have their meetings at 6 is better for them. But the cost factor for us, just number one, is not there. And number two, I was talking to Ken a while ago. I got a phone call just a while ago on something. My phone rings all the time, my personal phone. People have it. They have issues. I'm accessible 24/7. I've been here. People know where I'm at, where I live and all. And if they have an issue, they can ask me, and I try to solve it either over the phone or they'll come to my office and we'll sit down and I'll explain any of these, like your questions of what we're doing and why. And mm-hmm. Okay, that's great. But I don't think it would be good for the taxpayers to have to do that and the employees to have to stay over late at night 40 times a year.
The amount of courthouse security that we have now, yes. Is that really needed once you enter the courthouse building? Why not put that maybe in the courtroom area or going into a courtroom area where it would seem, I think, to most people, that's where it would need, not just going in to go up and talk to you guys?
Well, it would cost more because, like, let's say at the airport, you go through one magnetometer at the airport. So you're saying going to each courtroom, like saying, okay, we've got 7 or 8 gates at Lubbock International. I just want to put it at each gate when you get on the plane. So now you have to have 8 magnetometers, 8, and you have to have 2 or 3 or 4 security officers there with their wands and all. Mm-hmm. No, that's cost prohibitive to have more. You have one central, and the courthouse was built a long time ago.
Is it needed at all?
Courthouse security?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
What?
Yes, sir.
I mean, have there?
Well, we met just the other day.
Because for the longest time, there wasn't courthouse security as far as.
That is correct. But as you know, and if you see on the news every day, let's see, Roswell had a shooting at a school. I mean, yeah, there may not be as many at courthouses as there are maybe at schools like in Colorado and up in the Northeast and all. But yes, we catch people every day carrying in weapons. Some are hidden. Some are not. Some just say, oh, I didn't know. And, you know, maybe a knife, but no, we've caught guns that are hidden. So we have to have that for a plethora of reasons that I can't to really disclose our courthouse security.
Sure.
And what we do.
Sure.
Because that wouldn't be good for the general public to know what we do and how and why.
As we wrap up time, we have about a minute left. What is a message that you want to send out there to those who will be voting in this primary? Difference between you and your opponent?
It has been a pleasure for the last 7 years working for the citizens of Lubbock County. I love what I do. I believe in what I do. I'm accessible 24/7, trying to work out the issues for Lubbock County. It's a great place to work and live, and I will continue to work hard for the citizens, not only of Precinct 2, but of Lubbock County. Because we're all together.
Mark Heinrich, I appreciate your time today.
Thank you, Chad.